All theater has its origins in the myths and legends of the deep, dark past, stories so old no one can remember where they came from. Operating on the idea that an understanding of myths and legends can deepen actors' immersion in their craft, the Honolulu Theater for Youth is offering a summer drama workshop that invites young actors to create their own primal stories. Lily Brennick is HTY's Assistant Director of Drama Education, and she's with us in our studio. Thanks, Lily, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
This is about myths and legends and other tales you create. That's the heading, right?
Yes.
What's the idea behind that?
The idea is that children get invested in their own stories.
Sure.
And being their own storytellers. And myths and legends are fun to play with because we don't know exactly what is true and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
So it lends itself to some creative freedom. And then the idea that the children can make up why something came to be or why, you know, they can be that storyteller, that arbiter of whatever, you know. They can be the new information makers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Does that kind of sort of wild imagination come more easily to kids than adults?
I would not want to say adults do not live in that world, because I'm sure there are many that do, but but I do, yes, I think that's the fun. I mean, I have a 4-year-old who lives in making up stories, and mm-hmm. so I feel like they want to be storytellers. They want to tell stories and pretend. So, yes.
Because you kind of think of actors as vessels for somebody else's imagination.
Sure, absolutely. And HTY, I feel like what we find joy in is giving that back to the children,
mm-hmm.
letting them play there. They are the actors, but they're also the creators. And we want to hear what they have to say and what they have to create and what's inside their imaginations.
How do you lead them down that pathway?
We're going to look at myths and legends that exist that we know and sort of look at the structure of myths and legends. Mm-hmm. And we play a lot of various activities and theater games. And then we kind of deconstruct it in a fast sort of way to see the framework of a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask them what would they like to know or what would they like to play in? What world would they like to sort of imagine deeper and further? What questions do they have?
What's an example of a legend and a framework for a legend that you might talk about?
I really like just as a very simplistic of, you know, what is something that we know around us? So example, like what is something you can see, right? We
mm-hmm.
can see, you know, we could see the stars,
mm-hmm.
right? And so let's imagine what was the world like before those stars were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, it was just very dark. And so now there's stars. What was that middle moment that stars came to be? What was that one moment? So then we have them just kind of have that framework.
Mm-hmm.
There are stars, there weren't stars. And this one epic moment happened where stars appeared. And who were those people that did that?
Mm-hmm.
What were the circumstances around that? And then they slowly start to fill that out of, you know, making it more exciting and bigger and who the people were, what happened to make that happen.
Because there was a point in history when we just looked at those points of light in the sky and had no idea what they were.
Right, yeah.
Had to come up with something.
Sure, right? Exactly. And so why can't they make up why they think it's there? You
mm-hmm.
know? So I like playing in the what if, in the new, you know, in the new stories.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mentioned we were talking earlier about Kipling and his Just So stories.
Yes.
As things that fire kids' imagination.
Right. And that his stories are kind of similar. You know, there's like how the zebra got its stripes.
Yeah.
Right. The zebra didn't have stripes. An event happened. And mm-hmm. then now he does. Right. So it's like that. We will be looking at Just So stories to have students just sort of understand the story structure and how
mm-hmm.
stories are made, and then they can use that to inspire their own story making.
What ages are you looking
for at? For this program is 7 to 11.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
really
young. It's so that's second grade to fifth or sixth grade, mm-hmm. first or second grade to fifth or sixth grade. Yeah. And it starts this September. And
that might be the time in childhood at which your imagination is arguably at its liveliest.
It's possible. Yeah, I would say so. Yes, absolutely. That's when they want to really tell you what they think might be and why it is, and you know, and they're willing to jump in and just give their ideas of what it is, mm-hmm. without hesitating, without questioning, without, you know, having to think too much about it.
Over the years that you've been teaching kids of this and other age groups, mm-hmm. have you seen changes in how they react to things like this? Is there some sort of a broader change happening?
I find when something is connected directly to them, their excitement level is higher. Mm-hmm. Primary Players has been going on for 5 years.
Right.
So our last year we did create your own video game, mm-hmm. and they were super stoked about that because that's kind of in their world.
That's already part of
their
world.
So I think students live in this world. You know, they go through the stories and they learn about how things are. And so I think this one will connect to them in that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
The students we get, they want to play. You know, the children that are in our programs.
They wouldn't be there otherwise.
Right, yeah. They want to play. They want to act. They want to pretend. They want to find that joy.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Lily.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Lily Brennick is the Assistant Director of Drama Education for the Honolulu Theater for Youth, whose Primary Players Saturday drama program this year is called Myths and Legends and Other Tales You Create. It will be offered every other Saturday starting September 9th, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.